This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway.
I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer reporting from the Jelly Belly Candy Company in Fairfield, California. Come along and join John Jameson, Vice President of Retail Operations, for the story of the iconic American Candy Company that was founded in 1898.
Our whole campus is about 600,000 square feet in total.
Jelly Belly candies were also a favorite of President Ronald Reagan and accompanied him on Air Force One. Jelly Belly candies also went into orbit with the NASA shuttle Challenger back in 1983.
I'm John Jameson, Vice President of Retail Sales and Operations for Jelly Belly Candy Company. We're here in Fairfield, California today to visit the factory. We get 300,000 to 400,000 people a year come and take the factory tour. What they learn on the factory tour are things like the family history. A lot of people don't realize that we have candy making traditions that go back to 1869.
And it's still the same family descendants that privately own this corporation, right?
Yes, we have the fourth, fifth, sixth, and occasionally we have the seventh generation working for us.
I'm assuming there is a lot of family pride.
Yes, there is. We have 11 family members that are in the business, and they're all contributing in one way or another. Some of them on the factory floor, whether it's in human resources or administration. They're really throughout the whole company.
Tell us about manufacturing takes place here in Fairfield, California, and also in...
We have three factories altogether. Our main one and corporate headquarters are here in Fairfield, California. We have another factory that we've had for a long, long time back in the city of North Chicago, Illinois, and we fulfill 80 countries out of our Thailand facility, which we've had going now for over a decade.
So your two North American factories, they provide for where? For America, Canada?
Mainly for the U.S. market. There is some things that may go to Canada or Mexico, but it's mainly those other countries we try to fulfill out of Thailand. The U.S. market is really large for us, so we are running our both shifts here mainly to fulfill the U.S. market.
Then another dynamic I find really cool is just as an employment momentum device for the Fairfield region, you have, what, 500 employees?
We have about 500 employees overall. Yeah, we're large in the community. We take a lot of pride being here in Fairfield, and I think the city of Fairfield takes a lot of pride in us and what we give back to the community.
If anybody knows anything about the Jelly Belly, it would be Ronald Reagan, the president's love for the Jelly Belly. Tell us about that history, going back to when he was living in California.
Yes, when he was governor of California, we were sending him our gourmet jelly beans, and that was back in the 60s.
And did you, unsolicited, you just send it to him?
There was a gentleman that worked for See's Candy that had a relationship with him, and at some point, the governor's office requested jelly beans, and he came to us knowing that we made what we thought at the time were the best jelly beans in the world. And then for 10 years, we supplied Governor Reagan and then Citizen Reagan Jelly Belly beans. And then in 1976, when Jelly Belly was invented, we just switched him over, and he just loved it.
That's when it went viral then.
And do you know what his favorite flavor was?
Nope.
On the tour, you'll find out that it's licorice. He loved his licorice, but he did love Jelly Belly beans. You'll see photos of Jelly Belly jars in his office. In fact, there's one where he had a special holder made, and Marine One, the helicopter.
For the Jelly Bellies.
For the Jelly Belly beans, yes.
I love it. Talk to us about the process of making the Jelly Belly and how it differs from a conventional jelly bean and the sourcing of the raw ingredients. And are they natural? You know, what's their source?
The difference between our jelly beans and anybody else's jelly beans is most of them use what's called a pectin center and a flavored shell. We try to build the Jelly Belly beans from the inside out. We actually use natural ingredients wherever we can to build the flavor. It may take 7 to 14 days to make a Jelly Belly jelly bean versus just a few days maybe for a jelly bean to be made.
What's the time issue? Is it cooling and curing or what?
It's drying time. For example, sours take longer to dry. Our sour Jelly Belly beans take longer to dry. If you try to rush them, they would kind of clump together. It wouldn't really be too appetizing.
Do you use heat in the process of cooling or no?
We use heat when they're first coming out of the mogul area. To tell you how a Jelly Belly bean first starts is we take these great ingredients. We never skimp on our ingredients. We take the highest quality ingredients. We make what's called our candy slurry. That's the liquid that starts the process off. After that's made up in the kitchen, we pump it down into our mogul room. Our mogul room is where the shape first starts taking place. From there, after it takes shape, it goes into a drying room. From the drying room, which is well over 100 degrees, it comes out the next day, and then it's put into new trays, and then they go out to rest for a few days. From there, we go to the panning process. The panning process, we put in the beans into what's called a pan. We add sugar and flavors and color all the way through. And again,
they look like little cement mixers.
They do look like cement mixers. A lot of people have called them cement mixers over the years. And again, we're building the bean from the inside out. So those beans come out larger after a couple hours after you do this process. From there, they rest again, but they still don't look like a Jelly Belly bean. Then put them into a confectioner's glaze pan or cement mixer, as you call them, and that's where it gets its shine. But again, it's still not a Jelly Belly bean because what we have to do then is we go through a sorting process to make sure the beans are not too small, they're not too large, or they're not stuck together. If they do, they become a belly flop, which we do sell in our stores here.
So but you have the whole reject bags then.
We don't like to call them rejects. They're just misshapen. From there, the beans that are perfectly shaped go through a process, and then they're lightly, we call them kissed, with some coloring, and then from there the Jelly Belly logo is put on. So we try to have every Jelly Belly bean perfectly shaped if it's going to have the Jelly Belly logo on. So that's kind of it from start to finish on the manufacturing side.
There are a lot of candies, as you know, that have liquid centers. All of yours are fairly firmed up and don't squirt or whatever when you bite into them, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Tell us about the array of candies in addition to Jelly Bellies. For example, earlier we were talking about the candy corn. You guys were one of the first in America to make that, and you're still doing that, correct?
Yes. You know, Jelly Belly has 50 official flavors, but if you looked at our total assortment, you'll see that we have well over 100 flavors of Jelly Belly beans. In addition to that, we make all these other candies. We've been making the gummies there since the 1980s. We've been making candy corn since 1900, one of the first manufacturers to actually make candy corn.
It's unchanged. Process?
The process is still the same. In fact, we challenge you to put our candy corn in your hand and maybe a competitor's in the other hand, and I think you'll see the difference. We truly believe when you eat it, you will taste the difference.
So flavor is that's the standout.
Flavor is key, but also the look and consistency. There aren't broken pieces. It's a perfectly shaped piece of candy corn.
So you have rats, worms, all kinds of shapes.
We have our gummy rats. We have gummy alligators, gummy dinosaurs, and they're pretty large. You'll see the molds when you go on the tour. So we have some fun, unique shapes. It is candy at the end of the day, so we try to have fun, whether it's our Bean Boozled, whether it's our vomit-flavored Bean Boozled, which we like to say it's very accurate. We would never say it was a bad flavor. And then we have our new Fiery Five, which includes cayenne, jalapeno, and Carolina Reaper. They are as advertised. They're very, very hot. So we believe in true-to-life flavors. When we put a flavor and the Jelly Belly name together, we want you to truly believe that you're experiencing the same taste you would as if you were eating the candy.
So here at the factory in California, tours open to the public are a major component and real popular. Do you get people that this is part of their life bucket list that come from all over?
In fact, we have. I met a person who lives up in Oregon, actually, who lives in a studio apartment, and the entire studio is decorated in Jelly Belly. I've seen pictures of this. We do have a lot of fans from all over the country and, of course, all over the world come to visit us. We've had marriage proposals. We've had weddings here. We have had all kind of different things here because of the Jelly Belly venue. So,
is there a fee for the tour?
There is a fee for the tour. The adults are $5 for adults and $2 for children under the age of 18.
And you get a Jelly Belly when you leave?
Everybody gets a Jelly Belly hat because we got to cover our heads when we go on the tour. And then they all get a nice big sample bag of Jelly Belly when they leave.
Goes without saying that kids are the ones that love it the most.
I don't know. I've seen kids into their 90s who love coming here. So I think it's for every age group. Find something good and exciting about coming here to Jelly Belly.
But definitely a cool place for a family outing.
Absolutely. Yes.
And then at corporate headquarters in your visitor center, you have retail sales, and then I notice a cafe. Tell us about some of the other things somebody could do here.
Well, as you mentioned, we do have our retail store, which has quite a variety. People come here, they don't realize the variety of candy that we actually carry. In addition to all of that, we have our chocolate shop where we make our own chocolates and we make our own fudge. We also have a cafe that has bean-shaped hamburgers and bean-shaped pizzas along with other sandwiches and salads. We have our banquet rooms. We have a chocolate and wine experience here. And we go through quite a bit of wine, so you would think we were a winery. That's how much wine we go through. We also recently just opened the California Welcome Center. There's only 19 California Welcome Centers here in the state of California, and we were excited this past year to be awarded one in the Fairfield area, not just in the Fairfield area, but here inside the Jelly Belly Visitor Center. So you know, it's going to be great for our guests who are visiting California maybe for the first time, or even locals who are looking for things to do locally or throughout the whole region of California.
We talked about Jelly Belly going presidential, but we didn't talk about the Jelly Belly going into outer space.
It did go into outer space with the Challenger for the first time. We were very proud that the beans went there. You know, whenever we get a request, whether it's from NASA or from elected officials, we try to fulfill their needs. And I don't know if we even knew that it was going into outer space, but we were excited to help them and to do that with them.
Was it the first American candy to go into outer space?
The first that we know of. You know, somebody may have
smuggled a Hershey bar or
something else in there, but it certainly was exciting for us to see our jelly beans in space. And, you know, the one thing about eating a Jelly Belly, you do it in space very well. You put it up in the air, and it's only 4 calories a bean, so you just eat one bean at a time, and it works out perfectly, whether it's in the air or in space.
To learn more about the tour here in Fairfield and Jelly Belly, where would you direct somebody?
I would have them go to our website. You go to jellybelly.com, you find the Visit Us button, and then you find California Factory button. In there, it shows you everything, whether it's tours, cafe menus, chocolate and wine experience, everything and anything you'll want to know about coming here, you'll find on those pages.
I love it. One more time, the one-stop shop place people could go to learn more on the web.
Go to jellybelly.com, go to the Visit Us tab, find California Factory, and all the information that you'll want is right there. I'm John Jamison, Jelly Belly Candy Company, VP Retail Sales and Operations.
John, thanks for spending the morning with me. This was a great experience.
Thanks for coming. We hope that you'll come back and see us again.
One more. If you were to leave this building and they said you can never come back, but you can take one Jelly Belly item with you, what would you grab?
I would take either your favorite flavor, which my favorite flavor is pancakes and maple syrup, or I would take the largest 50-flavor gift box I could find. At least I know I'd get 50 good, great flavors going out the door to experience it. Well, the one thing about Jelly Belly, it's that true-to-life flavor experience. That's really what people find most exciting.
Thanks again, John. I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from the world headquarters of the Jelly Belly in Fairfield, California. We'll see you here.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway. With a focus on rural communities such as Leaper's Fork, not far from Nashville, the Big Backyard journey traverses through Tennessee's southwest quarter down into Alabama's legendary Shoals region, the mothership of American music. The featured rural community's common thread is historic architecture and a timeless, charming small-town atmosphere, some with a river running through it. The diverse attractions of the featured communities include the amazing Elephant Sanctuary in Hohenwald, where retired circus elephants come to retire in peace, and iconic destinations like Northern Alabama's Shoals region, where you'll find one of America's most iconic Frank Lloyd Wright homes and two of America's legendary recording studios that have been etching American soundtracks since the early 1960s. For example, Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Sheffield, Alabama, opened in 1969, instantly started marking up the charts with number one hits by recording artists like the Rolling Stones, Willie Nelson, Wilson Pickett, Linda Ronstadt, Rod Stewart, and Paul Simon. Nashville's Big Backyard's ardent promoters include Mike Wolff, host of History Channel's American Pickers TV series, who provides a surgical contextual lens focused on Nashville's Big Backyard's diverse initiatives, and Liz McLaurin, president of the Land Trust for Tennessee, an equally passionate supporter of Nashville's Big Backyard's greater good elements through the Land Trust Preservation Initiatives. To learn more about the program, log on to nashvillesbigbackyard.org.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.